Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting second, the third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third, the right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh, the catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bubba Church. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bubba Church. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second, the center fielder, Bob Addis. Batting third, the right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the catcher, Toby Atwell. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. And now, play ball. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis hits a line drive towards short. McMillan catches it and throws to first to double up Mixes. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock strikes out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer takes first base on ball four. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Church fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenuk hits a fly ball into center field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Borkowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams bunts towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. Borkowski moves to second. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Borkowski moves to third. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0-for-1 in the game. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermansky is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Church fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive towards the mound. Hacker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Semenuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenuk is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenuk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Church fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hacker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Smalley moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mixis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0 for 2 in the game. Addis takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to third. Hacker moves to second. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Smalley. The throw to Church covering the plate. The slide. Smalley is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan strikes out. One out. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church is 0 for 1 in the game. Church hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Borkowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermansky hits a line drive into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi bunts towards the mound. Church fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley bunts towards third. Adams juggles the ball. That's an error on Adams. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Cal Abrams pinch hits for Andy Seminick. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Addis. Abrams reaches second base with a double. Herm Wehmeyer pinch runs for Cal Abrams. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Atwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Bubba Church. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Borkowski hits a fly ball into center field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ewell Blackwell now pitching. Joe Rossi now catching. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermansky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adcock bunts towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.